are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
We pretty regularly forget to introduce ourselves, but not this time. Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
Oh my God. And I'm Michelle Baver.
And we are Bravo Breakdown. Case in point. And we are, today we just watched Salt Lake City. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then we'll get into
why we're together and not wearing headphones.
Oh, yeah. We'll address that.
The elephant in the room. It's actually a chihuahua.
For those of you listening, not watching, my chihuahua Stella is licking our knees right now. And we're together. Why did we decide to do it together?
I think because you're depressed.
Yeah, I needed the moral
and boost. I was like, oh, I should probably go like do a wellness check on you. And by
and
that,
discovered...
if anybody wants a Michelle Baver wellness check, it is me lying in bed asking your husband for weed. And watching House
Charms.
Yes. And Lauren's not depressed anymore. She's pure.
All better.
Yeah. So I checked on her because she gets to spiral now. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah, we trade off spirals.
Yeah, if any of you are like a very mentally ill person with a very mentally ill friend, you know that it doesn't make sense to both be doing it at the
same
time.
No, we can't.
You have to take turns.
Yeah, which is really hard to like keep it in sometimes.
Yeah.
The spiral. But
you do what you gotta
do. And I texted Lauren. I was like, it's your turn. You're up to bat now, babe.
Yeah. And I was like, honey.
I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this.
It's going to be a grand slam.
Yeah, waiting for this.
So we'll talk a little SLC, and then we'll talk about part two of the OC reunion. We're so sad it's over. Not looking great for my mental health after OC is over.
Oh, kind of
the thing that was keeping me going, but you know.
There's more OC to be covered.
There's more OC to be covered, and we'll get back to our recapping
of the actual, like what our podcast was supposed to be.
But thanks for hanging in there with us while we did, you know, just like the normal amount of work that most Bravo podcasts do instead of like our insane, 12 hours.
Yeah, insane 12 hours. And then just like the last few weeks where I'm like, can we do this already? Because I need to cry.
Yeah. But no, I think it'll be good. It'll be really like we talked about, like really seeing everything Vicky goes through, everything Shannon goes through. And
everything
next two
we
seasons.
Go through. Everything
it really puts it in perspective. Like it really will, you know, make us grateful for that we're not dating Brooks
or Rich.
Rich. Her mom's didn't die and Bravo recorded our reaction.
We didn't find out on a landline.
On a landline. That was the
so dark.
Yeah. The darkest.
The darkest part of the season.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Salt Lake City. So we just watched the new episode.
In the sunshine.
Yes.
Palm Springs, California.
So our big question is to any students, sometimes you guys are the teachers to us. And we would like to know, so, you know, they're in, the house, the rented house. And there's the hot tub. There's the big infinity pool. And
it's
then,
like Schenectady, New York, the movie.
Yes. Yeah. Within the house, within the house, within the house.
Who's, oh
Philip
my God.
Seymour Hoffman's
Todd right. is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes. Dead ass.
My God.
But then beyond the hot tub and the infinity pool, there is another larger
Is it a lagoon?
Pool.
Is it a spring? We don't know.
Is it one of the springs
right
from
by
Palm
the
springs?
Pool.
Is it another pool
it's
on that
It's never
property?
Addressed.
But it's like the size of.
It looks like a reservoir.
A reservoir, perhaps. A creek.
It's not a creek.
But there's, yeah.
It's not babbling.
Yeah,
it's not,
no.
There's no babbling.
But it's like, you know, like when you're in a, you know, in a park.
God, we have
the park
ADHD.
Is around the lake.
Okay, well, the
anyway, we want to know.
Nothing to do with the, I mean, outside of its.
That was our big question.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our takeaway.
Yeah, that's our big one.
So that's what all
still
will
on
be
our
reveals.
In our hearts. We start the episode. We pick up where the last one left off.
Still in Palm Springs.
And there's a dinner party.
Why are we in Palm Springs, Lauren? We're in Palm Springs because it's Todd and Bronwyn's 10-year anniversary.
Yes.
That's why they're there. And this is a very interesting trip because Bronwyn and Todd have actually paid for this trip.
Yes.
And we know that because Bronwyn has said that multiple times.
And Whitney is really trying to get in good with them and has hit it a few times too. Like, wow, this is so much nicer than the other trips we take.
Even though, like, because Bravo fits the bills for those. So, and he gives, Bronwyn gets like a $4 million diamond necklace from Todd.
Yeah. The last episode, the jeweler came over.
But she wears it this episode.
And she wears it this episode. Which, you know, a lot of people were saying that she couldn't afford one. And
return to form, though, also for housewives, we actually see like real wealth.
Yes.
And mad husbands.
Yes. There's no question that Todd is rich, and there's no question that Todd is
totally angry.
Does not want to be there.
Yeah. So it shocks me that he doesn't want to spend his 10-year wedding anniversary with a bunch of people he does not know. In a house that he has paid for flights that he has paid for all the transportation and food he has paid for.
But also, like, what was he expecting?
What was he thinking was going to happen?
And a pretty astute observation. Very much a Kelsey Grammer vibe in his first season with Camille, where it's like, maybe this is the kids out of the house, and now this is like me letting you down gently.
Yeah, like, this is the only way you could have a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe you won't, like, when I leave you, you won't take me for everything I'm worth.
Right. They don't have a prenup.
Yep.
But, you know, he seems to totally hate her. Mm-hmm. We've seen that in other episodes, too. I haven't seen him act lovingly towards her. Mm-hmm. Actually, this episode was crazy, the one that we just watched, because she's trying, like, you see her, like, leaning in to, like, give him a kiss or a hug or something.
Like, just stonewalls.
And he has his arms crossed the whole episode.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know.
Whole episode sitting like this.
I don't even know how he ate his sandwich. He was like this.
Yeah.
Like, he's in a straight jacket.
Big my papa energy, you know? Like, at times I think he nodded off, fell asleep, and then came
back. So Todd's totally fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. And so are the rest of the people in the house, except they think Angie K.
Yeah, Angie is, you know.
Angie and her husband Sean are living on some planet that I love.
Yeah. We really enjoy. Well, that's how you knew that the anniversary dinner was awkward, when even Angie, like, can't pretend to be having a good time. Like,
she brings props.
They're like, you know, Bronwyn and Todd are like making speeches about each, or it's mostly just Bronwyn
talking about, like, I'm so
we
happy.
Hate each other. Yeah, no, we don't. I love him.
Yeah, and then Todd's like, and then Angie's like, I have whiteboard.
Yeah, Angie orchestrated a, like, a honeymoon game.
It was a newlywed game, and she's, I love Angie. Sue me.
No, I think everyone
likes her.
She's a flop queen.
She sent her snowflake, too. Yeah. But she says, like, it was always her dream when she was a little girl to be on the newlywed game.
Hmm.
And now she gets.
How old is she?
I don't know. But now she gets to do the newlywed game with whiteboards at somebody else's anniversary party.
Yeah, truly the dream.
And everyone's been married for a while.
Yeah. You know what? Angie is, like, not only, like, a flop queen who gives us such hilarious jokes as when Seth is going to Columbus, she goes, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But also, like, she's kind of the only one with real conflict this season other than Bronwyn.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone else is kind of really grasping at this Alibaba thing.
Yeah,
and she's,
it's
like,
so stupid.
Really has some, like,
she's got
is naturally drifting
say.
Away from Lisa and Meredith.
She's finding her voice.
Yeah. And now she needs to talk more.
Yeah, she needs to talk more. And she needs to talk more about Columbus sailing the ocean blue and less about being Greek.
Mm, yeah.
That's my note.
Is she Greek? I didn't catch that.
I think she's from that region.
Yeah.
From that Greek region.
So they play the
newlywed game. And we learned that Whitney thinks her husband's favorite position is Whitney on top, blowjobs, and
doggy style. But not in that order.
And then what did Angie K write on hers? From behind.
From behind, like the Greeks. It's like, you mean anal? Like,
that's yeah. What
okay. Yeah. And then Meredith, worried about Meredith on the show.
Worried about, and we find Seth and his big lots man career.
Yeah. So Meredith redredges up a fight with Sean. Angie's husband is like, you know, 2 weeks ago when you apologized for calling my son a pawn.
Oh my God. This went on for, there were so many random fights and I was like nodding off.
Yeah. It's very dull.
And it wasn't because we were bed rotting.
No. No, that
I was just not engaged.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's just like she's so aggressive. Like she needs to really start ruffling some feathers.
We need something to happen. We need some husbands.
And also, it's just like it's such a dumb fight where she's like mad at Sean for there's a fly. Supposedly calling Brooks a pawn in her designs, and she's like, "Don't you talk about my child?" It's like, well, by bringing this fight up again, that was like such a nothing burger of a fight. You kind of like are using your child. Your 26-year-old friend of cast member child as a pawn. Like, and then Seth pulls up like a blog headline as like the smoking gun.
Here's the smoking gun. He's like, boom, biatches.
Biatches. Sean is really upset about this.
Sean has to explain to his wife, Angie.
Say, he called you guys biatches.
And by that, he means bitches. Wow.
Not cool.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, they're just like, So they're in their own world.
I like that.
Yeah,
world,
it's a nice world.
It looks like it's like as blue as the Greek sea.
Yeah, it's eclectic. It's camp.
It's camp.
Yeah.
It's
and did you know they have two kids?
Isn't that crazy?
Not just Electra.
I know. I've told you.
Oh, okay. It's still blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Electra and Oedipus.
Yeah. I don't even know the name of her other kid.
I bet it's that.
Yeah. You only hear about Electra.
Yeah.
So crazy. Anyway,
because Oedipus stabbed out his eyes.
Nothing actually happening on this trip. The best part of the trip was Lisa finding out she has to fly coach.
That was great. And that's why, like, I know that, like, Bronwyn, people either, like, love her because she's giving the Heather takedown we've all waited for, or they hate her because she's too, like, you know, trying too hard. But it's really moves, like, putting Lisa in coach that really show how great she is.
And also because we find out why Lisa's so great, because she's like, okay, it's a 47-minute flight where I would be in 17C.
And she's like, I'd rather fly into LA. Come back the next day to my 14-year-old son.
Yeah. She's like, I don't get any of the accommodations in 17C. Nobody wants to be last off the plane. It's like, the person you just talked to is in 19A.
Yeah.
She was talking to Angie. Angie's sitting like two rows behind. It's crazy. And it's a short flight, but you know what? I'm glad it was filmed and I'm glad we watched it together. We needed to live that moment together.
Yeah, it was important. Lisa. It was important to hear Lisa say, I don't fly coach and I don't carry coach bags. And I was like, what's wrong with coach bags?
Yes. And it's like, well, because remember, we've discussed in the podcast, Lauren doesn't have purses.
I have my one my Amazon purse, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on it, you guys. Everyone said, whenever I wear it, people are like, that's a great purse. And I said, thank you. I looked up purse in Google, and that was the first purse that came up.
I don't believe that to be true.
It is true.
I don't believe that to be true.
I put flamboyant purse.
Okay.
That was the first one. And a lot of people asked me. Someone asked me when I was at election duties. A lot of the older women, a lot of the seniors.
Yeah, because they have to carry all their little pills with them.
Well, so do I. Oh. It's a big slouchy bag. Holds everything.
For a big slouchy gal. In the words of Heather Dubrow to Emily in the OC, as we will get to now. Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it. This was reunion part two. A little bit of slump at the beginning, but then we really start to pick the momentum back up when we bring in Jesus Jugs. But let's start at the beginning.
No. Okay.
So it's we continue to talk about the Jan and Tamara relationship severing. And while last episode, it was very clear that Ryan is extremely guilty.
Yeah, but he has immunity, so he's not guilty according
to
Jen.
Right. And we don't think he's guilty.
We think the only thing he's guilty of is being too damn sexy his Amazon suit.
And the only thing he's guilty of is cunts. The man is cunt.
I mean, I'm sorry. And you don't see his like forehead raise at all. The Botox is
smooth. The eyes are popping.
I mean, we're going to start drinking Malibu Diet Coke soon.
Yeah, he's going to make that happen outside of frat houses and the SEC.
Yeah, like it's going to happen, you guys.
It's going to happen.
You're going to see it on Bravo Breakdowns right here.
Yeah, and we see the Jen's made up with like everyone else from the season, like she and Gina. Oh,
she's such a sweetheart.
My gosh, she had such a good that was the highlight of this reunion, was she and Shannon, who always get red to filth, are just helpless, never dog walk anyone. The dog walkies became the dog walkers. The dogs walked the gals.
The dogs walked the bitches.
Yes. And it was great to see Jen finally like have some ammo, stand up for herself. She went after, she had on Tamara that like Eddie was so pissed at her when she got drunk and almost got them sued into oblivion by her going after Ryan at that dinner, that Eddie was so pissed he slept in the casita.
Right.
And like, and they showed the footage, like, Campbell was dead to rights.
And oh, Jam's like, wait, that's where I live.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
She used to.
Actually, Tamara was like, that's where my daughter lives. She keeps trying to bring her up. Oh, yeah. We talk about Gina and Travis, and they're still together. So yeah,
it's better than ever.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Like, I just, like, it's just like, what is our new segment? Oh, yeah. Gina.
Oh, yeah. Gina.
Gina's there.
And
exactly.
Then, yeah. But I think they did do a good job explaining.
Katie doesn't have a cat. Heather really is trying to make some moments happen.
Yeah. I think that Gina and Emily, what they did do is they did a good job of explaining to the casual fans why they were cool with Shannon this season and not Tamara. Because they were like, Shannon, basically, like, we knew she was down. We knew she was, like, fucked. She was, like, in a corner. So when she apologized to us, we knew she meant it and she needed us.
I would, though. Not.
You'll see. You'll all see me dance.
You'll see the truth.
Shannon and Dirty Dancing.
Just seeing her in a bathroom. God, I would love to run into Shannon crying in a public bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. And hand her an enema under the skull, like a tampon. Yeah, in a second.
I'm just going to start carrying enemas in my purse every time we go to a public restroom. Well, because like her daughter is like lives in Dallas.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Her oldest went to Baylor. So like she's around.
Wow.
She's like somewhere.
We got to get Chris.
Oh my God. We actually do.
Yeah.
Take us to where Shannon's daughter is and take us to the public restroom where we might find Shannon. She's our moaning myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She'll lead us to the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, the Chamber of Secrets, which is like texts from Shannon that someone released. And probably like court documents from David, stuff like that.
Yeah. Because apparently Shannon's the one who digs up stuff on people. So then we talk about Tamara, that she's like, well, I'm going to therapy now.
She hasn't even been at this point. That's what's so crazy. Like, she's talking about she's going to go. And it's, like, brought up so many times. Like, you haven't even been to one session.
And it really just kind of shows her bag of tricks, you know? Like, the fact that, like, she was she was being an advocate for mental health on TV before that. And, like, she'd been through, you know, suicidal ideation, suicide attempts and stuff. And it was,
Trigger warning.
Yeah. Post-trigger warning.
Yeah, post-trigger. I hope you're okay. I hope you were
okay. You're okay.
And we're not.
Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah.
Paul, we'll put our number.
I was not
expecting. And we'll talk each other down. I'm saying, like the fact that she, like, has, it just shows how far she's fallen, where it's like she used to kind of have her finger on the pulse of where mental health was, and then it's like, actually, she's never been to therapy and she's going. She doesn't view it as like, it's a way for me to like help myself. She said, and he's like, why'd you go now? And she said, because if someone tells you you're dead, you have to lie down. Like, what? How was that? Trigger warning, death.
So actually, like, Tamara having her death spiral this season and then fucking it all up even worse, like on social media and interviews and on her podcast, it's like, it actually made me feel better about my death spiral that I just had. Because I was like, I'm not out here doing this shit.
Yeah.
And then also like scarring up my face and then.
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks amazing. But I'm just saying like.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, it's girl? Like, aren't you so tired?
Yeah. Well, it just really goes to show the fact that right after therapy, she was like, and the reason I did it all is I'm autistic. Just shows that like.
She's like reading like a WebMD article about autism.
Like watching a TikTok, like stitching it. Like, see that? That's me. You're probably wondering how I got here.
You're probably wondering how I got here. I'm awkward
in situations. Yeah.
Turns out I can't maintain eye contact for more than 5 seconds without wanting to kill you. And it's because I'm autistic.
Yeah.
Shannon is an alcoholic and a drunk.
It's very clear that, like, the only reason she went to therapy was to change public opinion of her. And I think the problem is she cares. We need some kind of other than wanting to control perception.
I think
herself.
This is a very difficult place for Tamara because
she's never been on the bottom.
Like, everything she's throwing at the wall is not sticking and she doesn't know what to do. And it's because she doesn't have Shannon. She doesn't have Vicky.
Yep.
And now we said it. All she has is Eddie trying to tell others to cut his drunk wife off.
Yeah.
Cut her off from drinking.
Yeah, even he's like tired of her.
Yeah,
yes. I mean, there were so many, like in season 15,
and this is a woman who had graphic sex on camera for us.
Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate her contributions much. But it's like, if she can't come back from this, then she's not the girl we thought she was.
The only way she can come back from this is like if Shannon is her friend again.
But she's talked Shannon into forgiving her so many times that.
Yeah, I know this is going to happen. Jeff Lewis already said it was. So.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about season 14 where, like, they had Tamara on the ropes. Everyone, they were like, wait, she talked shit about me here on camera. Mm-hmm. And then they busted it. Like Shannon, they were like, hey, Shannon, these are all the times she talked about you on camera. She said you were drunk. You're a bad friend. And it seemed like Shannon was going to go along with the Tamara takedown. And the last second, she switched and she snitched. So it's great to see that. I don't think we give it enough credit how satisfying this is to see them come together. Yeah, and what a
beautiful friendship it really is. Healthy, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
and it just goes to show, like, autistic gals can make friends.
Yeah, great, flourishing.
They actually are very good at socialization.
Yeah,
and that was the episode.
That was the episode. No, okay, so that's most of Tamara, who's like so quiet this whole.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do. Who's not quiet? Emily. She's like, oh yeah, Heather. My kids didn't say that. They probably did. Oh, because another babysitter has come to Reddit.
Oh, really?
I saw this today. It was like,
but what order was the babysitter? Was she after Katie's?
It was before. Oh, and she said that, like, the kids said the same thing about Heather.
Wow. Well, that's Emily, good to know.
You're gonna run out of babysitters.
Yeah. Nobody's gonna want to watch your Little Mormon babies.
No. So that happened with Emily.
But it did look extremely. Katie had to take the
she did. Yeah.
Just because her daughter made that TikTok about, like, all of the other housewives sucking dicks.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, she had
And also, I mean, like, I'm just sort of like, I don't know about Katie. Like, sometimes I really like her because she was able to get, like, some storylines moving this season. But then other times I'm like, she isn't really.
She's a disaster. Let's be honest.
She doesn't mesh with the group. She could be an Angie. Like, I don't think anybody was like, you know, if she wasn't in the group, it'd feel like a loss.
No.
Like, but, she doesn't really.
No, she doesn't add.
She doesn't add anything.
But she's like.
I do like that she's getting under Heather's skin.
You know what she does add, though? And it's like, it kind of could be anyone. But the fact that Jin is now on the bottom, now Jin can take some bigger swing. Yeah. But that, again.
You did like her in that little video, like that little, like, OC. What was that episode you wanted me to watch and never did?
Well, that's me, Katie, the newest housewife. Yeah. You're probably wondering how I got here. It literally was that. It was just a clip show. And it was like, oh, she kind of was like Angie Flop Queen in that.
Yeah.
But then also I'm like, again, I go back to the very private sealed court records that were revealed in the last episode. And I'm like, there is a demon.
There's a darkness.
And Katie, how mad she gets at how she's still bad at golf, even though she's devoted her life to it. Like, I want that Katie.
Yeah, we want road rage Katie where her children are safe.
Okay, no kids. Let's not bring the kids into this.
I said safe.
Safe.
Safe word. And the safe word is Heather Dubrow says you're fat or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she even said.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, we did. And we got more of that.
You know, and Heather said, I shouldn't have called.
She was like, that was my one low blow. By the way,
you're probably going to show a montage right now of all the times that Emily has said really horrible things and I'm going to cry when I watch it.
No, you don't care.
Yeah, but they did show a montage and it wasn't even all that.
No, it wasn't awful. Bad.
It was not nearly as bad as you saying, and it was a little tight. Like,
yes.
You know, about a woman who has. The whole time she's been on the show, talked about her struggles with
and
her
how
weight.
Mean the fans are about her.
Yes, so mean. And also, you called her a snuffleupagus. Remember that?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't think it was this season, but yeah, she had called Heather snuffleupagus. Yeah.
Or Heather called Emily snuffleupagus?
Yeah, Heather called Emily a snuffleupagus.
She's an imaginary friend to Gina, who's Big Bird, or was it a body thing?
I don't know. I don't remember the
context.
I don't
like it either way.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Because number one, how do you even spell that?
I don't want to. I'm going to be champion.
Okay, let's talk about Jesus, because we're really going to
spelling.
Lauren has to go spiral soon.
Okay.
We have an alarm.
Yeah. TikTok. So then, of course, the moment you've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, your welterweight champion of getting dog walked every single reunion she's ever been in. The delightful Jesus jokes, who we usually don't like the behind the scenes stuff, but seeing Alexis start to walk out, and like her legs look great. She looks great. She's in a bodycon dress. And then she's like, my pack's full, and it looks like
a big turd in her ass.
But it's like, that just shows that like she really, especially with the alliances she's made with Heather and Tamra, it's like she needs to be full cast next season.
Oh my God.
She's made friends with the power players. I really don't count her out, you guys.
You know what? Actually,
she's got a turban dress.
All season, I was like, there's no way she'll be back. But the way that we'll get into it, the way that Shannon reads her to Phil.
Oh my God. It's so great. And Shannon never reads.
Bang.
That's why we need Alexis.
Bang. Bang. It was better than that stupid fight our husbands tried watching.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Shannon was Jake Paul. Alexis Mike Tyson. Where Alexis was like, well, I mean, she was never even a Mike Tyson level fighter.
She was some other kind of fighter, like a Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he.
But she's like Logan Paul at 60, where it's like.
I don't know anything about Logan Paul, but yes, he's Jake Paul's brother.
Jake Paul. Oh, okay. She's like Jake Paul at 60. She's only ever gotten her ass kicked, and now she's like out of fighting form.
Yeah.
So Shannon can really just pummel the shit out of her while we're going, no, Alexa, no.
So, okay. Well, I have to say this to credit Jesus Jug. So she does come out. She's on the very end of the couch where she should be. Mm-hmm. She is not directly across from Shannon, which is interesting, but she does talk about her son. And him being trans and how that sort of changed her. Bonded her and also changed, I think, some of her views that she previously held. When we first saw Jesus Jugs on screen, where she was like, it's like God and then your husband.
She disproved of gay marriage.
Yeah, she didn't think that there could ever be a woman president.
Yes.
Okay. She's a little Notre Dame on that one. Yeah. But, so it was nice to hear and see some of the growth there and talking and naming her child like son, like calling him son.
And just big support. Like trying, that was huge that she and Heather went on the show and that they that's very supported vulnerable. A gay and trans.
You can get a lot of hate for that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that she is. And that hate would not be warranted towards her.
No, fuck that.
And Heather's children, so it is admirable that she was talking about that.
And credit to her, she's come around on the Jesus Jugs nickname. We have to issue a correction from last week.
She originally she wanted to sue Tamra.
Yeah, but then this was what really I feel like was part of what triggered Shannon's rage. We reveal that Tamra came to Alexis at BravoCon and apologized and said she was wrong. Lawsuit. And that's Shannon's why they became friends.
She looks at camera and then at Jesus.
She's like, you can't apologize to me on camera.
The whole time.
It was like totally. It's like totally that Tamra was the mastermind. It was like a Kaiser Soze moment. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so you basically set her up with John. Yeah.
Just as problematic.
The casting is similar. And so, that was crazy. It really set up Shannon's rage. Where Alexis is like, well, look, I didn't, I never came after you ever. You always started it with me. And Shannon's like, we're not like watching the fucking show. Yeah, like you texted me.
And then like, Shannon and Alexis, like, obviously this is what we're all here to see.
Yes.
And they're talking about the first lawsuit that Alexis was involved in with Jim Bellino, her ex-husband.
When he owned Sky Park.
And I don't even know what Shannon and Tamra had done some podcast and Jim had found whatever they said sort of disparaging, I guess, about his,
about those those trampoline parks are dangerous. And I think
by the way, my sister's a pediatrician and she's like, you would not believe, I would believe how many kids go in there with like the most insane injuries because of those trampolines.
Oh yeah. I went there when I went there with like two kids when I was babysitting. I was like, this is so cool. I can't believe that no one gets hurt. He goes, I do all the time.
Like it's like crazy. My God. Like all
you gotta sign a release.
You sign releases and they're like running into each other.
It's so dangerous.
It's so dangerous. Anyway, don't sue us, Jim. We're big fans.
But not Sky Zone or whatever his is called. That one's safe.
Yeah, that one's safe. You got the Jim Bellino guarantee.
Yeah, according to Jim.
According to Jim, you will get sued if you say it. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
But the point is Alexis
was involved.
She sent the text first.
She was like, and that was whole Shannon's thing. Like, even though he was your ex-husband, you got the ball rolling by sending this text. And she was like, Alexis is like, well, Jim asked me to do it. It's like, he's your ex-husband. So why even, what do you care? Why would you be involved at all?
And you were named like on the list or whatever.
But what was really interesting is, so they're talking about this lawsuit and then Alexis is just blah, 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 blah. Andy has fully tuned her out and he is looking at Shannon and he's like, don't talk about it anymore.
He's just repeat like, the thing you're saying.
Don't repeat it because of the lawsuit. And then Shannon's like, I won. She's like, I won. So like it is a and then Shannon says it really loud. She's like, it doesn't really matter what you say because I won.
And nope, she's still not getting it. They're like, well, you lied. And they're everyone's like, she won the lawsuit. She didn't defend.
And then Alexa's like, well, you still have to spend $300,000 on attorney fees.
And so in a way, I'm a winner. And I was like,
not really, because you didn't get anything out of it. And he was your ex-husband. Like, you got absolutely nothing about it except just Shannon.
And it makes you look so petty, stupid. Like to be like, well, I drained you dry of $500K for nothing and I'm doing it again, you bitch.
It makes her look really sad to me because it's like, okay, like even when you weren't married to Jim, you were still being his mouthpiece. Like he's being Johnny J's. I'm not calling him Johnny J anymore though. That's a good one. That's actually better than I was going to say. I was going to say Mr. Jesus Jugs.
Mr. Jesus Jugs. Well, I like that because
it's the same initials.
Yeah, because honestly, like he needs to realize. Even though he's getting named a lot, it's Alexis, boyfriend,
lawsuits,
the show.
And now we said it.
According to Jesus Jugs. What was I going to say? I was going to talk about John. According to John. It's that she needs to stop letting these men pit these two bad bitches against each other.
They could
be powerful allies.
They could be so powerful. Shannon could teach her a thing or two. And then she tries to. We talk about the next lawsuit.
Yes. So we talk about where that lawsuit's at the time of the reunion.
So it's a lawsuit that is still going on with Shannon's ex-boyfriend, John Jansen, who is now engaged to Jesus Jugs, doing her for $75,000.
But then they just dropped it to $70,000, but the non-disparagement agreement is still on the table.
But
now
for mutual non-disparaging. So Shannon would sign one and John Jansen, which makes sense.
But Shannon's never said anything bad about him even.
Because she knows that she's gonna get sued.
Yeah.
And she is being sued. It's crazy to me that like she did offer him the full ask of $75,000
and he said no.
Did not take it. And there's never been a good reason as to why. Like always take the fucking money.
Yeah.
Like I was reading today that it's probably gonna go to trial, like a jury trial.
Oh my God.
Insane.
That's crazy. I want to be on that jury so bad.
I need court TV.
I have jury duty Tuesday. Do you think there's any chance that they're
this
will
be my O.J. Simpson trial? Even though the O.J. Simpson trial was like my O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh my gosh! Wait, when you were like 4 years old?
Okay, I wasn't four, but also, I've been an adult. I've watched a lot of documentaries and stuff about it.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I watched some of the Brian Murphy series.
Well, not that, but like the Made in America.
Most pizzas delivered on one night, still the record. Yeah, so then Shannon is repeating an Emily line a lot where she's like, you're a friend of, I took your spot 10 years ago and I'm still in your spot.
It's so funny how many times Alexis had to hear this.
Yeah.
These are just what like they left, they did not edit out. So I can't imagine how many people were actually like, get the fuck out of here, you friend up. It's so funny though when Shannon's saying it, she's like, isn't your time up? You're a friend up.
I know, this needs to be used as a diss more.
And then I know, because that is good. It is good when Bravo lets us see, like, break the fourth wall. Like, we all know what a friend of this show's been on for fucking 20 years.
We know they're coworkers. Like, let's stop any semblance.
And I also liked that both Shannon and Alexis were calling it a job.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They weren't pretending that they do other things. Like, this is my job.
Bravo stuck way too long with the whole, like, old ass market research of, like, people prefer if the fourth wall is a penetrator. It's like, we're all savvy now.
We all know that Shannon is not selling cream cheese salmon right now on QVC. Like, her job right now is to obliterate and eviscerate Jesus Jugs, and she's doing a fantastic job.
She's doing great.
Because the other slam that she gives Jesus Jugs is like, this is my job that I took from you 10 years ago, and I'm still here.
Which is true. She's.
And then Alexis's great comeback is, well, I'm here again
now.
I'm here
too now. Yeah, good. It's my job now.
It's my job. And she's like, you're a friend of.
Yeah.
Friend of,
which is true. It's like she's probably making
Alexis like, well, I've been on
five different TV shows.
She's like, I've been on TV for 15 years, and Shannon's like, you're a TV star.
So good.
Everyone's laughing. Andy's laughing, and Alexis doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, that's great. This is why Alexis needs to come back. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yes.
And that's what I'll say when I stand up in jury duty.
Yeah, I need this to be evidence. Like, I need a jury. of like 80-year-old women who have like never seen the show.
It's like the Amy Schumer, is she hot or not, jury? But it's like, should Alexis come back or not?
You know what? She probably should.
She needs to come back.
No, but here's the thing.
More than Kate.
Okay, I don't want her to be main cast because I want people to still call her friend up.
Yeah, I like that too. No, that's ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Even okay.
Still make her do the work of an actual housewife.
No, it's like what they did to Heather Locklear, which wasn't right, but they did this to her on Melrose Place for like the 20 years.
She was a guest star.
She was always the guest star. And she's still like the longest running guest star of any show.
And that's why things get bad for her. I see a happier ending for her.
That's what I know.
One more takeaway from this was that made me laugh. And then also I'm going to use as ammo in the future is they're like, have you set a date yet? And she goes, with John
it's
within 12 months. When people are like, have you set a date yet for me? And we're like, yes, it's within 12 months.
Within 12 months. It's like, okay, well,
that's
not
like a
car commercial. Like, have you been 12 months about no
APR?
Financing. So we find out like that was a great revelation, Alexis, that within 12 months, and that this actually did surprise me. I didn't realize that she's not living with Mr. Jesus Jugs. Like, I didn't realize that they don't.
I didn't either. Yeah.
And that they're not going to for a long time because his house is too small.
Interesting.
Mm.
You know why I think they're waiting? I bet they're hoping to get a Bravo wedding. They're so deluded. Okay. I bet that they are.
Do you think that she would want? Oh my God. I just have like the most fucked up theory.
What?
Okay. You know how she threw Jen and Ryan's engagement party? Mm-hmm. Do you think she's angling for like a double wedding?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
I don't think she and Jen are cool like that, but no, I would guess. Like, I bet the guy who I could see doing a double wedding, 100%, a 7 brides for 7 brothers type wedding.
And he's like, just put the funds in my account and I'll pay for everything, babe.
My gosh, now I'm one.
Oh my God, like the juxtaposition of like the two grooms of like John Jensen and then Ryan. So crazy.
Yeah.
Alexis is super hot. So what if she's not like super smart?
Yeah.
She's interesting. What I'm trying to say is I've never actually understood how she's ended up with these really lame guys.
I know. It bums me out.
Who are grifters.
But it's an OC.
They don't even have real wealth.
They're it's an grifters. OC epidemic, though. Like, already, like a lot of them.
No, but it's like, at least, okay, Ryan, he's good at sex, at least.
Yeah. Ryan is like a different kind. They're all slayed. All the men on the show are slayed, but Ryan is at least other than Eddie.
And I never thought Don was that way.
Don was different. That was like when the show started.
But he was the Don.
He was the Don.
The Don of a new day.
Eddie's more of a Don, but then there's only two guys on the show, and Dons. Dons are like the nice guys who love their wife, and you know they just try to support their the John Barlow.
It's like
a Don.
The new like Ginger and Marianne. Going back to one of our very old references.
Yes, who do you jerk off to more, the Dons or the Slits?
So I like if I had to masturbate to either Don Gumbelson or Slade Smiley,
Don.
I don't know.
You kind of had the hots for Slade.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
He's a bad boy. Probably because I would be like, he can bag a really hot gal.
It ups his echelon for like how hot
because I'd be like, oh my God, he thinks that I'm hot and he thinks that I'm rich.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, he's kind of got like a sub thing going on.
Like he thinks I can get him.
You could call him Tubba Wubba.
Yeah, Tubba Wubba. And he thinks I can get him on like TV for like at least like 4 seasons.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good confidence boost.
Where Don would just be like...
Laugh at me when I fall.
And be like, it's okay. We're just like good Midwestern people.
Yeah.
I am like cheating on you. And I am going to live here post-divorce and watch some like, you know, fake cancer cowboy try to steal you away. But
I like that Don, you know, didn't lay down, you know, like it's fine. You know, once Vicky was checked out, it's like, I don't fault him.
You know, and I think that he really loved the kids.
I think he did too. Yeah. And I think he really loved Vicky.
Well, he still loves those kids because I see, like, when I follow Brianna on Instagram, like, he goes to Oklahoma and visits the kids. Like, they're his grandfather.
It's sad that she didn't really get it until after he was gone. What a good parent he was to her. Oh, well.
I can breathe for the first time.
So we end every episode with an oral exam. Oh. It's a 1-minute essay on a pop culture topic of your choice. Do you want me to start, Michelle?
I had one. Hold on. I'm reading the Daily Mail. So I can
All right.
News going. I don't know. Yeah, you can go first.
Okay.
We're changing the script. Flipping the script, because I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, we had to delete mine about the election from two episodes ago.
Yeah, so why did you even bring it up?
Well, just, you know, people might want, that were maybe wondering why there wasn't one. Yeah, it was too sad. I just wouldn't have hold up.
Well, this one might be sad, too. I was going to do a talk about Cheryl Hines.
That's sad, but
God damn it. You know what? How about this? Everything in pop culture is kind of sad. We should just do an oral exams. We should just talk about what, you know what we should do? We should talk about, okay, our oral exam should be our power rankings of the Baldwins, because we never get
that's Baldwins. True. Okay. Well, number one, I'm still like standing firm with Billy number one.
Okay. Billy's number one.
He's camp. He's funny. He's self-referential. He's all the things you want like a C-list celebrity to be.
And he probably still has some money.
Yeah. He could probably be on, like, even though he's not really a villain, he could probably be on House of Villains.
He should be.
He should be. At least like as a...
I hope he does like a, he has like a few spots on Alex's show. I hope they're still friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd love to see a guest that will be welcome, like, break from all the toxicity.
So number one, we agree, I think is
Billy. Yeah,
number two for me is probably Daniel.
Daniel.
Because no one's thinking about it.
That's true. Like, people have forgotten about him, which is a good place to be because if you're a Baldwin. Right,
I think sometimes, probably, I'm just imagining when Daniel's on in public, people are like, oh, that's Steven.
Yeah.
Or they're like, that's Alex since he like shot that lady. He's really down bad.
Right.
Except like, I don't imagine Daniel in like Manhattan and walking around. And he's probably
I was trying to stay away from the dark man. Yeah. A hostel.
What? He's in a hostel. Not a hostel situation.
He
owns a hostel. He's a business owner.
Okay, then number three, Alec. He's got the reality show coming out,
And he's married to our queen.
Married to our queen. I'm so stoked for the reality show. I think if he can lean into being a villain, then he could also be on House of Villains. He needs to take a page out of Billy's book, and then his stock will rise. Mm-hmm.
And then number four is Steven.
And number four is Steven.
Because he's a Christian. Not because he's a Christian, because he's a crazy Christian.
Yeah. Yeah. Mental, born
he's
again.
He's so crazy that even his son-in-law won't speak to him.
Yeah, and his son-in-law is Justin Bieber,
who like could really use a father figure.
Let's be real.
And oh, that's really sad. I'm actually very worried about Justin Bieber right now.
You are?
Because of all the stuff.
The what? Well, I didn't even realize. I've like so stayed away from that.
Yeah.
Because it just darks me out too
much. But, you know, Hailey Bieber's looking amazing. She seems to have quite a glow. Even though I feel like the men who surround her life are so problematic and kind of shitty.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
Yeah. And you know what? She was just as pretty before the plastic surgery as she is after.
Yeah.
No one can be like, she, you know, bought her face because it's like, honestly, she could have had the same face and she'd be just as beautiful. And the face is just as beautiful now.
And she has her smoothie at Air One. Cares.
Yeah.
She's great. She's a star. And now we said it.
Follow us at Bravo_breakdowns on TikTok.
Give us your power rankings of the Baldwins.
Power rankings of the Baldwins. We're going to get that quiz up before this episode is out. We have it on Spotify, but I know a lot of you are Apple listeners, so we'll get it up on the Instagram.
And
we
won't have ranked choice. From Spotify.
I, for some reason, can't get into it. Well, they don't care. They don't care about the business end.
Neither do we sometimes.
That's true. And then, if you're watching this on YouTube, as always, we'll show you our boobs at the end. And please follow us, like, and subscribe on YouTube, Bravo/Bravo Breakdowns.
Thank you for your service.
Love you guys. Can't wait for part three.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdowns.